with your morning team show on WSGW. It's 8:25. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Yeah, I know this story is all over the place, but come on. We got to have a little fun with it now.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow. Playing a new game. Laughing and a running. Hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with hearts that thumping and you.
Assuming there's a reason why we're playing Van the Man.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a great song. We're, of course, joining here in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie Art Lewis in your home studio. I know you're enjoying some Van Morrison.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. And I hear myself.
Why do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
That's scary, Art.
I know it.
Oh.
Yeah, scary enough for us to hear. You're not going to hear yourself. So Van Morrison's facing some heat. Northern Ireland's health minister is suing Van Morrison.
Oh, no.
Really?
That's because the singer called him very dangerous for his handling of coronavirus restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Van's against.
Yeah, he and Eric Clapton.
Yeah, they've had some things to say, but...
dust-ups.
That just sounds like free speech. I mean, well, what's wrong with that?
That's what we'd say in this country.
Yeah.
But a defamation suit relating to three incidents in which Morrison criticized the health minister's name is Robin Swan. And he apparently Morrison called him a fraud and very dangerous. And so Swan has responded in an article for Rolling Stone magazine because, of course, we've got the music involved. Rolling Stone's going to be involved.
Of course, absolutely.
He calls Van Morrison bizarre and irresponsible. And so the proceedings are at an advanced stage with an anticipated hearing date early in 2022.
Uh-huh. Doesn't sound like a Swan song, does it?
No. Morrison's lawyer says the singer is going to contest the claim, saying that the words were used related to a matter of public interest and constituted fair comment. That's probably a relation to free speech, I'm guessing, like that.
Yeah.
This is all happening in Ireland, so.
Well, the term fraud probably got him a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, could be.
Could be. Yeah, that could be it.
Van Morrison. Getting some attention, not for singing, but for speaking. And maybe, I don't know, we'll have to keep an eye on the music charts. I'd like to know if this might help advance some, you know.
Well, if I were Van, I would cross Ireland off my travel list.
Well,
I think that's where he lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so
he's born in Belfast.
He's stuck
to
there.
Time to move.
Well, it's just...
nearing 80.
Just,
unless he is already 80, I'm not sure.
I don't know,
sure.
It's got to be, but I keep, you know...
He's got to be close, yeah.
Getting some attention there, perhaps. When's the last time we had Van Morrison news?
It's been a while. He is. Oh, he's 76.
Okay.
He's 76.
Musically or otherwise.
It's been a while.
He's getting some attention.
Been a while. Yeah, well, he and Clapton.
Early 2022 is when the hearing date is set, so perhaps there'll be more news
in
the coming year for Van Morrison.